Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
Just after 11 o'clock this morning, the IRFU and Ulster Rugby issued a joint statement which said, following a review conducted in the aftermath of recent court proceedings, the IRFU and Ulster Rugby have revoked the contracts of Patrick Jackson and Stuart Holding with immediate effect. In arriving at this decision, the IRFU and Ulster Rugby acknowledge our responsibility and commitment to the core values of the game, respect, inclusivity and integrity. It has been agreed as part of this commitment to conduct an in-depth review of existing structures and educational programs within the game in Ireland to ensure the importance of these core values is clearly understood, supported and practiced at every level of the game. In a separate statement, the IRFU and Ulster Rugby said, following a review of a text message sent by Craig Gilroy, the IRFU and Ulster Rugby have sanctioned him following a disciplinary process in accordance with the terms of his contract. Craig will be unavailable for team selection until the 26th of April 2018. Hugh Farrell of the Irish Daily Mail is on the line. Afternoon, Hugh.
Afternoon.
It was very early in the trial when the details of the WhatsApp messages between the four men on trial became public. I don't think we need to repeat right now what was said in the messages. They've been well publicised, not really appropriate for broadcast on a Saturday lunchtime. But Paddy Jackson admitted himself in a statement after he was acquitted of rape that the messages were degrading and offensive. They were misogynistic, they were distasteful, and they revealed a frankly disgusting attitude towards women. Was this the inevitable outcome once those messages were made public?
I think so. I mean, look, the statement that came out today, possibly we were waiting for it longer than we should have, but it came out and it was short and, you know, all the more powerful for being short. It was stark. Look, there are no winners here. It's been an awful episode for everyone involved, but at least this decision, it sends out the right message and it should be welcomed broadly. I mean, there's a standard of behaviour expected of our players, and if you don't meet that standard, there will be consequences, and that's very clear on the back of the statement. I mean, we always have to remember the players were acquitted of all the charges in the trial, and that has to be constantly emphasised. But the evidence that came out, as you just talked about, in the course of those proceedings was hugely damaging to the game. I mean, people were talking about the toxic culture in rugby. Parents were questioning, you know, if they wanted their kids to play the game, and rightly so. And, you know, for anyone associated with rugby, it was embarrassing and just damaging. And I think today's statement is a strong, powerful message sent out that everyone will have to take note of.
It's just over 2 weeks since the verdicts, and last night we saw protests outside Ravenhill before the Ulster game urging Ulster Rugby to sack the two players. Earlier in the week we heard from Bank of Ireland saying that they were highly concerned about the serious behaviour and conduct issues that emerged during the trial. Bank of Ireland, the official Ulster Rugby shirt sponsor, one of their main backers. Was there serious pressure coming from sponsors towards the IRFU and Ulster Rugby in recent weeks?
Yeah, definitely. And like, I don't think they'd want it to be described as this being a commercial decision. I mean, there was massive ethical and moral calls here, but they were intertwined with the sponsorship element. I mean, if you're a sponsor, you don't want to be associated with something that has, you know, such negative connotations. And the pity is, like, Irish rugby is on an incredible high at the moment. You know, the province, Munster and Leinster back up towards the elite of European game. The national team's up to second in the world. You know, Grand Slam is fantastic. And all this was hugely damaging to that, and the sponsors were reacting accordingly. And what was really encouraging in today's statement, that was short and all as it was the emphasis on core values and education. You know, like, as I said before, there's no winners here, but there is an upside to it in that this will throw a focus on that, and everyone, you know, might be better as a result. You know, the education thing, like, those processes can be put in place now. And, you know, it'd be naive to think that this isn't going on in other sports as well. And possibly the best education is consequent, and everyone has got a shot at the system now, and hopefully will be better on the back of it.
Mm. Considering that it was the WhatsApp messages that formed the basis of the IRFU's review, to revoke their contracts, Craig Gilroy, can he count himself lucky that he only received a short suspension? He's going to be able to play again before the end of this season. He's suspended until the 26th of April. Ulster still have one more Pro 14 game in the regular season after that. When he was suspended for the contents of the message he sent to Stuart Holding, can he count himself quite fortunate that he has he got away quite lightly?
I think that's a very important point. I would be much happier if the same decision was taken on Craig Gilroy as well. Because as you say, like Jackson and Odin were acquitted of these charges. So this decision was taken on those WhatsApp messages, and Gilroy was part of that, you know, that sordid narrative, if you want to put it that way. And by keeping him on the books, the shadow of this trial and all the fallout from it is going to hover over Ravenhill still, you know. Like, he'll be on the pitch. There's going to be, you know, he'd be a focal point for protest at this. I think it would have been better to move him on as well, because, you know, he won't be able to get rid of that image. And by us to keeping him, that image will be, you know, constantly in the spotlight, you know.
And it has proven very divisive amongst rugby supporters around the country, and particularly up in Ulster. So we saw protests last night saying that the two players should be sacked. But we also saw this week over 17,000 signatures on a petition saying that Jackson and Olding should be reinstated. We saw the Ulster Rugby Supporters Club taking out a newspaper ad stating that there'll be repercussions for ticket sales if they're not reinstated. We had Willie John McBride on the radio this week saying that it would be totally unfair if they weren't allowed back in, that they'd learnt their lesson and that they need to get back doing what they do best, and that is play rugby. It's hard to know how this is going to play out up in Ulster over the coming weeks.
Yeah, I suspect it's going to run on the back of that. I mean, I found it, to be honest with you, thoroughly depressing to see that last week. That amount of signatures, you know, the tone, the defiant tone, belligerent tone of it. Like, loyalty in supporters is always to be, you know, applauded. But in this case, it's misguided loyalty. And, you know, the images coming from last night, you know, there was one image of a young girl with a T-shirt saying, "I support Paddy Jackson," probably, you know, feel that, you know, put on her, I don't know, it just created an awful impression. And if the supporters, 17,000 is a big chunk of supporters, and if they take that stand even after this decision, it does more damage to Ulster. Ulster need to move past this, like, you know,
those 17,000 people, like, they are looking at this, that Jackson and Olding were found not guilty of the charges they faced by a jury of their peers in Belfast Crown Court. They were found not guilty. And if we're going to start judging every sports person on morals and WhatsApps and text messages, where does that end? We've already seen a clear disparity here. Jackson and Olding, their contracts are over. Yet Craig Gilroy, for a message, is going to be allowed to continue to play.
Yeah, like, you can't dispute that they were found not guilty, but, like, I don't see anything wrong with focusing on stuff like WhatsApp messages. And, you know, that's obviously a very complicated process, and everyone, you know, private messages and all that, but at least now there's a focus on it, and it's the right way to go. And if they go out to the schools and the clubs, and not just in Ulster, throughout the country and in different sports, that's all very positive, and it's the only way to move past it. And, like, if supporters are threatening to stay away from Ravenhill and they won't get behind the team, well, good on them. You know, Ulster don't need them. They need to get past this. They need a positive image. They need to, you know, accept the lessons that have been learned here and move on from it. And you know, that's the only way to go to get past this.
The statement from the IRFU and from Ulster Rugby is very clear that the contracts have been revoked. There's no suggestion that there was any sense of a mutual agreement. Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding have both issued statements to the Press Association. Jackson saying, deeply disappointed about the outcome of the IRFU and Ulster Rugby's internal review. Olding saying, it's with regret that I've been informed that the IRFU have decided to revoke my contract. Both of them go on again to express regret about not living up to being role models, and I think also accepting that their careers with Ireland and their careers within Irish rugby have come to an end. And, like, from Paddy Jackson's point of view, we were talking about somebody who was a real star of Irish rugby. He was Ireland's backup number 10 to Johnny Sexton. He started games in last year's Six Nations on a very lucrative contract worth hundreds of thousands of euros a year, a contract that's now been revoked. And we spoke to Rugby Players Ireland, who represent professional rugby players, and their statement was that they acknowledged the statements by the IRFU, Ulster Rugby, Paddy Jackson, Stuart Olding. We too are committed to rugby's values of respect, integrity and inclusivity. Through our player development programme, we'll work to ensure that these values are upheld through the rugby family both on and off the pitch. As the representative body for Ireland's professional rugby players, we'll now take time to examine the way in which the review process was carried out by the IRFU. We're not in a position to comment on such time as this has been completed. We did ask Rugby Players Ireland if they were representing Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding during this review. They came back and said they're not going to be commenting until their own review has been completed. Even though this statement is there now from Irish Rugby and from Ulster Rugby and the contracts have been revoked, it doesn't sound as though this is the end of it.
I think it would be a massive mistake to challenge this decision. You know, I think the negativity surrounding this whole episode is so strong and so pronounced that if you challenge it, you know, it's just going to create more damaging effects. Like, I know what you're saying about Paddy Jackson. Look, he's a very talented player. He was designated number two to Johnny Sexton. That was very clear. I mean, he had a very good tour of South Africa in 2016. He, you know, chances are, if none of this had happened, he'd be having a Grand Slam winner's medal now. And it is disastrous to his career and Stuart Olding's career, another very talented player. But this is the consequence of their actions. And this is, you know, what has to happen for Irish rugby to better itself. No, I don't know what's going to happen to those guys.
Because the structure of Irish rugby means that there's no way back for them with any of the four provinces or ever playing for Ireland again. But it doesn't mean that they can't go to England or to France or somewhere in the Southern Hemisphere. Where do you think Jackson and Olding are going to end up next? Will they be back in top flight, elite level professional rugby?
They certainly have the ability to be. There's lots of speculation going around. I've heard Gloucester mentioned where David Humphreys is, you know, former Ulster director of rugby and Ulster icon. But I would suggest that they would need to go further afield. I think if they end up somewhere in the English Premiership or even France, you know, you could have situations where in the European Cup or Challenge Cup that they're coming up against Irish provinces and the whole thing is raised again. You know, it might be best to go maybe Japan, maybe Super Rugby, just get away from it, get past it. Because this isn't going to go away anytime soon, as we've discussed. So I think the further they go away, the better. And they can still have successful professional careers, but it'd be better if nowhere near Ireland at this stage.
Hugh, thanks a lot for taking the call. Hugh Farrelly there from the Irish Daily Mail, reacting to the news that emerged this morning that the IRFU have revoked the contracts of both Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding. Craig Gilroy has received an extension to his suspension, but he will be available for selection for Ulster before the end of the season. No doubt we'll be talking about this again throughout the course of the afternoon with Kieran Cunningham and with Johnny Ward, and of course on our paper review tomorrow, which will be up on offtheball.com. Cliona Foley and Declan Lynch will be alongside Richie McCormack for that.
Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.